and Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. HireMeNevada.com. That's not just for people who are looking for work. It's also for employers who are looking for employees, because it's going to be a tough one out there. Businesses are being able to open up their doors with physical distancing. Sorry, it's because they don't want you just even discussing things with each other. It's so crazy how we can still go to Walmart and do all of our shopping and everything like that. But you just, you know, I hope more and more people are waking up to this. Thank you so much for this text I just got. You're on, let's see, you're spot on, Monica. Keep challenging Sisolak on constitutional grounds. Everything else is just a distraction. Now he grovels for federal debt money. Didn't he lay off non-essential state workers or anticipate this when he closed the economy? No, he just encouraged people to work from home. Because, you know, he didn't want to be the bad guy with state workers. Jeez. Yeah, it's interesting that Sisolak joined this Western States Pact. And you look at Oregon, Washington, California, Nevada. They're all vying for another $1 trillion each. What? Oh, nationwide. And this is just really ridiculous. Where are our elected representatives? Where are our elected representatives screaming at the top of their lungs, like Mark Amaday? Got an email from him the other day, just, you know, one of those generic newsletters that were sent out, and it's like, nothing that impressed me. When Nancy Pelosi is at home in her kitchen with her gourmet ice cream, drafting out the next relief bill. Her. Not the House. Not her close confidants. Her. What does that tell you about the federal government that we have that is supposedly watching over for us? You would think even the Democrats, you know, those other two women that were basically put in the Senate by Harry Reid, Horsford and Dina Titus, those people of the House, you'd think even they would say, hey, you know, this really shouldn't be a one-person thing. We should be working on this together for the betterment and security of the country. Even Democrats don't speak up against her. It's not about a virus. It's about an election. And it's about stealing that election any way they can. Whether it's getting people extra money so they don't go back to work with unemployment, not worrying about fixing a broken unemployment system. And the list goes on and on. Mail-in ballot, you know, we're all up in arms about the constitutionality of the decision that was made for a mail-in ballot for the primary. Guess what? That decision has already been made for the November election as well. at least here in Nevada. How Barbara Sagafsky can justify that when we don't even know what's going to happen. August, September, October. Yet they already have it in place. We need better representatives. And that's why during this primary, I'm trying to give a voice to everyone. And that includes the gentleman we have with us right now that, wow, very impressive background. Joel Beck joins us right now. And Joel is taking on the good old boys club because he is running against Mark Amaday for Congressional District Number 2. Joel, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Monica. I'm happy to be here.
Why do you want to put yourself out there to run for Congress against an established congressman that people seem to like?
Do you really believe that people seem to like him?
Personally, I don't, but no, the masses out there believe it.
Well, that's what they want people to believe, but this is my second attempt to replace him. And the first time I tried, I never met a single supporter of Mark Amaday, and I can't say that anymore because I actually spoke to one person during this campaign who actually supported him. And I heard of somebody else who supports him, but everybody else hates him.
If you talk to the Republican committees, if you talk to people on like the Central Committee and things like that, those people endorse him. But the people that he's actually working for, the voters, not very particular. What is your history, Joel?
My history is I've got a background in the Air Force. I'm a disabled Desert Storm veteran. And the reason why I'm running is because I was having some problems getting some medical treatment at the VA. I contacted his office to see if he might be able to do something to help me. And I got the same response as a caller who called in last week, Joseph, who said that he was brushed off and told him, we don't care who you vote for.
That's very interesting. So what would you bring to the table? Because there's a lot that has to be done.
Oh, absolutely. How about this? How about earning the paycheck? How about reading the legislation prior to voting on it instead of being told how to vote? I've used to call his office occasionally and ask what his position was on something. And every time I was told the same answer, we don't know because he hasn't told us yet. And I think that they are being honest because he didn't know because he hadn't been told yet what his position was.
So are you more of an independent person? I mean, do you feel that you would bring to the office someone that thinks for themselves? I mean, go into a little bit more detail of the things that he's voted for that you would do differently.
He doesn't like apparently prioritizing Americans' interests or VA type issues or veterans for that matter, because there isn't an amnesty bill that he doesn't like. In fact, he voted recently to provide housing with your money for those who are in the country illegally.
Okay. Give me some other thing, because you can't run on just, I mean, we love our veterans, absolutely love our veterans. And anybody who has served this country honorably is just, you know, tops in my books. But you can't run on just veteran issues. How do you stand on, especially for Nevada, say the land grants and how ranchers are treated, and should they be allowed to graze?
Absolutely, they should be allowed to graze. The federal government owns more land in Nevada than any other state. So that's a land rights issue. We should recapture that land and make it available for Nevadans instead of just for the federal government to tell us how we're going to be stewards of our own land.
Yeah, he did. He did a lot for Yerington when it was, you know, for them to get more money back or get more land back that they could use. What about the issues of what we're going through right now with COVID-19?
Oh,
do you think that the country should have been shut down the way it was, or would you have pushed for something different?
No, absolutely not. The country should not have been shut down. I've got some questions about the true agenda behind all of this. It seems every 2 years we've got some big medical issue that we're dealing with, whether it's Zika or SARS or MERS or something like that. If you go back in history, it seems like something like that pops up every 2 years. And that's a really important issue because nobody's looking at how did this virus come about. There are experts out there that are biologists who are looking at it and saying, hey, this was grown in a laboratory. Why don't we find out how that happens and then do something about that so it doesn't happen again?
Well, and the scientists and the people, even the everyday doctors are looking at it and saying that, hey, something's wrong here. This isn't all adding up, especially when you have doctors being told to falsify records that, you know, these people died with or from COVID-19. This is something that we have to have better oversight and control of because these doctors are being silenced. What are your thoughts on social media? Should the government be involved in social media that everybody should be heard?
Yes, absolutely. If they're going to be publishers of content, then they need to be held accountable. If they're not going to be publishers, then they need to allow anybody to have a voice out there. It seems like that's taken over the old school media. And when you have people like Mark Zuckerberg or Dorsey from Twitter who are controlling the amount of information that's going out there and silencing any opposing views, that's wrong. The government should do something about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, even YouTube and Google are playing that game now as well. When you hear stories like people that were actually researching this virus, all of a sudden they've been found in murder-suicides, do you think that people are getting the full scope of what's going on with big government, or are they just labeled conspiracy theorists and shoved aside?
Well, the term conspiracy theorist goes all the way back to anybody who questioned the Warren Commission report on the JFK assassination. It was to discredit anybody who questioned the official narrative. And so, yeah, it stands to reason that they got to silence people in any way possible, even in the ways in which you suggested, in order to make sure that they can push their own narrative.
So if you were elected to Congress, if you saw people pushing the narrative, what would you do?
I'd say you have to allow other voices to be heard. There needs to be some balance there. If you're going to silence people who have an opposing view, then you got to do something about it. I seen a video years ago about the military has their own network as far as giving news to people who are stationed around the world. And somebody said, look, people don't believe us anymore. What are we going to do when people just laugh at our stories?
So what do you think about the mainstream media of today?
Oh, they're terrible. They're pushing the communist movement for the Democrats. They're just the paid mouthpieces for them. There's another thing that's a big issue. We have NPR and PBS. Those are both very liberal places. We don't need government to be funding outlets like that. We've got enough other outlets, but if they're pushing a certain narrative as the rest of the mainstream media is, then that's wrong.
Would you vote to defund Planned Parenthood?
Absolutely. We don't need to have Americans paying them to murder babies.
Okay. How can people find out more about your campaign, more about you, what your ideas are? Do you have a website, Facebook page?
I've got all of it. I've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and a webpage. It's beckforcongress.us. So you can go there and reach out to me if you have any questions. I'd be happy to answer questions from any constituents. It seems like I spend the vast majority of my time, because I can't meet people in person because of this lockdown that we're experiencing, that I'm responding to people through the website. So, you know, beckforcongress.us, ask me any questions that you like, and I'll give you a straight answer. I'm not a politician. I'm not going to give you this mindless blather of an attorney that, like you described earlier with the message that you got from Mark Amity's office. You read these communications and you can't tell which side of the issue he stands on, because it's just all generic stuff trying to appeal to both sides.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, Dean Heller was voted out of office. So that actually, Joel, can you hang on the line? There's a question coming in from a listener for you. We got to take a quick break, though. So hang on the line and we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. It's been a busy day with candidates and, well, just truth. You know, understanding what's going on, that it's not about a virus, it's about an election. Let's go back to the phone lines. Joel Beck, who is running for CD, Congressional District 2, that is Mark Amaday's seat. Joel Beck is joining us. He is the candidate. And Denise has a question. First off, Denise, thank you so much for calling in. We've only got a couple minutes left here before we need to take a Fox News break. So quickly, Joel, what do you think about term limits? That's Denise's first question. But Denise, what's your other question?
Well, I was curious, and this interesting situation with the COVID and the people not being able, not allowed to go to work seems an infringement on our civil liberties, for one. But I'm curious, if he was in Congress, Joel, I'd like to ask you, would you have introduced some sort of a piece of legislation that says no pay for Congress until Americans are back to work? Hello?
Yes, I appreciate the question. Absolutely. Okay. I would, if I was in Amaday's seat right now, I would not accept the salary. In fact, they voted themselves a raise as part of this lockdown. And I think that's wrong. He's sitting home, he's not working, and he's still collecting his salary while lots of Americans are hurting currently. That's another issue that I have, like, for example, with this campaign, is that I'm not accepting any donations for my campaign. It's all totally self-funded because I understand the situation that people are in. Unfortunately, this career politician that supposedly is representing us, he's not. He doesn't represent anybody in Northern Nevada. He's a 24-year career politician. So, yes, I am totally in support of term limits.
As well. All right. Denise, great questions. Thank you so much for asking those. And, Joel, thank you for trying to change what you can. We need more people just running for office who can make a difference, because it's supposed to be, you know, that whole we the people and for the people, of the people, by the people. It's just crazy how we get these career politicians. So, Joel, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with your campaign. And very impressive that you're not really asking for donations or anything, that you're doing this on your own. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that. And all I ask is that people get out there and participate in this primary process. A lot of people just let this go by and they don't get involved. And if you're hearing my voice, you need to get out and vote and look at, over the candidates. We have a person who is a former Democrat, somebody who might as well be a Democrat, and myself. Study them all and make a decision. But more importantly, get out and let all of your friends and family know that it's important that they participate in this process, because otherwise we're just going to experience the same thing. And he's going to become more arrogant the more times he gets reelected.
Yeah. All right, Joel, thank you so much for joining us today. And it's good luck to you. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you'd like to talk about today, 884-9910. That's also our text line, so you can send us a text as well. Sorry about that, Skip. I just saw your email, but you know what? You can get in contact with Joel Beck for Congress to ask these. Are you pro-gun? And are you for herd control or civil rights or individual rights? Great questions. Skip, what'd you take so long for? Always appreciate the help. So we'll be back after this Fox News update. See what the rest of the world is talking about. What do you want to bet? It's going to be the virus. We'll be back after this.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Answer today's poll question. Do you think members of the Obama administration, including the president, committed treason by spying on the incoming administration? 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's question. So yesterday's question, will you continue to shop at stores that require you to wear a face mask? And it was about 50-50. You know, it depends on the business. Are they required to do that? Are they doing it on their own? People want to get out there and support local businesses. But again, the fear that has been instilled in people is greater than the truth. Speaking of truth, if you are on Facebook, if you are on Twitter, or if you use DuckDuckGo, just search this woman, Judy Mikovits, Mikovits. She has a PhD, and she just did an amazing live interview with Brian Rose, London Real TV. And it's getting the word out. She is the doctor that was interviewed in Plandemic, you know, that documentary that has a completely different take on what's going on right now that is being removed from YouTube and Facebook and all over the place. Again, that's Plandemic. But you should follow her and watch what's going on. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910, which, by the way, also happened to be our text line, and check in with Andy today. Andy, you wanted to comment on something that Joel Beck said?
Yes, I want. He said something about Amade voting for housing for illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. And I need to say that I am a legal immigrant, and I took forever to get into this country. I paid a lot of money. I did all these medical things and everything and interviews. And it took me several years to be here legally and to be able to be an American citizen, which I'm very proud of. And so it really, really gets me very mad that a Republican is, you know, voting for these things and voting as AOC would vote. It's like, really? Is he really a Republican?
Well, Andy, that's what I ask of most Republicans nowadays. I mean, we saw it with Sandoval. We saw it with Heller. We're seeing it come out more with Amade, because these were the three musketeers back in the day of school. You know, this mm-hmm. this is the way it is. They are Republican in name only. People will say what people want to hear just to get elected and not necessarily yeah. work for the betterment of the people. You know, there are a lot of things going on in this state, Andy, that it all revolves around illegals, getting them relief funds. Look at what they're doing in California with Newsom. You know, even the courts
oh my
say
God. Mm-hmm.
that it's not, you know, it's not for him to do that. But he's going to do it anyway. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Most politicians don't care. Andy, I want to tell you, though, personally, thank you. Where did you immigrate from?
From Mexico.
From Mexico? Thank you so much. I am so glad that you're here, and I hope you are having the best life ever, well, except for what's going on right now.
Well, that's everybody is with that right now, not just immigrants, you know?
Yeah, we're all in this together, but some are getting hit harder than others, I tell you. Well, Andy, thank you so much for calling into the show and, you know, bringing that up about what Joel said. You look at the votes, look at what they're voting for, and always look at what is in the bills, because remember, a lot of these politicians aren't reading the bills. They're not looking at the fine print of, well, I voted this for this bill. I voted for it because of this. Yeah, but it contained this as well. Why aren't people comfortable with voting no if there are things that should not be in these bills? It just boggles my mind. Ryan is joining us right now, and Ryan wants to talk about the summer events. Of course, we just heard not too long ago that Night in the Country out in Yerington has been canceled. Just another one in the row, you know, Burning Man, Night in the Country. I mean, the festival, the country music festival. Ryan, thank you so much for calling in. So what do you think about all this?
Well, first, I want to say I lost a parent, Monica, so I know what you're going through, and it's not fun.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I know we had a difference over here, but I know it's not fun losing a parent, and I want to say my condolences. But now with the summer events going on, with starting with no rodeo this year, no art town, no night in the country. I mean, if it could get to the point, like maybe in late July and August, we could have no hot August nights this year, no rib cook-off. And these events, these generate the major, these are our economic drivers. And this is why, Governor Sisi like had to declare that the financial emergency because of these events being canceled. They're not bringing in the income that they usually do. These are huge income drivers.
And who do you think, Ryan, is going to now be paying for all of
that? We are the people in some way, shape, and form.
But remember, Ryan, it's not about the money. It's about keeping you safe.
Well, I fought after that. At first I fought, you know, I could understand maybe the first month, you know, trying to flatten the curve, but now this is getting ridiculous.
I think I would have put another I would have put another word in front of that ridiculous, but thank you for keeping it clean, Ryan. I appreciate
that. That's what I was
that.
Trying to do.
Well, Ryan, thanks for the call. You take care of yourself, and thanks for your condolences as well. I appreciate that. You know, remember, the money that they're looking at now to come into the state, that's not to pay for all those canceled events. That's just to pay the bills right now. So all of this money that would have been generated, just like Ryan said, all of these events, and it's not going to stop. Because if the Secretary of State, if Barbara Sagafsky is already putting out that we're going to be doing mail-in votes in November for the general election, trust me, 2020 is already gone. Whatever event you wanted to go to, I'm gonna go dig out my Toby Keith tickets, and you know, I think that sucks because I can pretty much guarantee that's not gonna happen now because that's in July. What happens in July? That millions of people cram together to celebrate. We celebrate our independence on that day. How independent do you feel right now? Your civil liberties are being violated. Nonprofits are going to go under. I think this is hysterical. Every time I turn on television, every time, now I just mute it till I see something that might catch my eye. Everybody's asking for money. Nonprofits want money. Candidates want money. I would tell the candidates, you know what? You're on your own. Prove to me why you should be elected. The president of the United States gives his salary to charities. Where are our elected representatives? As you heard Joel say, who's running for CD2, Congressional District 2, Mark Amaday's seat, these people voted themselves a pay increase. I guess Pelosi needs more designer ice cream. When millions upon millions of people are out of work, this is messed up. And the reason that we are in this situation is because of those people that have been elected to represent you and me. And I'll tell you, even though I'm a Republican and I have to play nice, I sure as hell didn't vote for Amaday last time around. Let's go to Robert in Fallon, wants to talk about this virus that is out there that is shutting the economy down or has shut the economy down. Hi, Robert.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. What's on your mind?
Well, I just thought I'd bring something up that the Chinese said last year at a meeting they had preparing for the 70 years of communism in mainland China. And one of the things they talked about was what they wanted to achieve for the 100th anniversary of communism in the mainland China. And one of them was to acquire the United States. And the subject was brought up, and they said that's never going to happen because with Trump in office, this isn't going to happen. He said the only way it could happen is if its economy went flat. Now, that came out of the Chinese parliament. That didn't come from here. It didn't come from the news. And the liberal news won't report it.
No, you know what else the liberal news won't report, Robert? And that is in 2016, before President Trump was even elected, Dr. Fauci said there was going to be a surprise virus that is the worst that we've seen, and we are not going to be prepared. And he knew about it.
But here's the whole thing. This virus is not nearly as bad as it says it is. It's really hard on old people and people who have secondary problems. But the young people are almost immune to it. I don't see that. I don't know why they. The only reason Sisolak shut the state down was to try to impose the state tax. There's no other reason to do what he's doing because he's canceled all the revenue. He's going to go back to the people and probably demand 10% of your income to live here.
And he's already.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know.
Yeah, he's working on a special session to convene a special session. And what do they do in special sessions? We've said this all along. It's one of the reasons why we said that he needed to be recalled. But your elected representatives didn't participate. They didn't get on board. They didn't help go out and get the signatures. So basically, just a big, well, I can't say that, to you and your votes. Here's the dilemma. Here's the catch-22. If you don't vote for the Republicans that are in office or who are running for office, then we're even more worse off than if we had just voted Democrat, because that means the Democrats gain even more control. Good, honest people, hardworking businessmen and women who have the knowledge to do this, they're not going to put themselves out there. So unfortunately, we get people who make deals, who go along to get along, who just want to move to higher office. And we can't seem to weed them out because they already have the foothold. So what do? Do you not vote? Hell no! You go out there and you campaign. You don't have to give money. You campaign, you talk to your friends, you talk to your neighbors, you talk to your coworkers about who will do the better job of getting America, this incredible republic, our sovereign nation, back on track. Even if it's somebody you've never heard of. That's just getting them through the primary. But then when it comes up to the general election going up against Democrats, remember, they will do anything to win elections. They'll let illegals vote. Hell, they get the dead voting. They harvest ballots. How badly do you want this? How badly do you want to see America great again and not under the control of the few who have the power? Remember, we outnumber them. And that's what they're afraid of. We'll be back for our last break as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Do you believe that members of the Obama administration and the president himself committed treason by spying on the incoming administration? Yes or no? I just want to leave you with this today. You know, we talk about experts and professionals and where we're going with all this. I say it's just a complete farce of what we're seeing right now, because it's about a virus, it's not about a virus. It's about an election to see who basically controls you and me. The person that the White House and so many people rely on so much, you know, he's just a doctor. He doesn't specialize in viruses or anything like that. He's just been the head of different organizations. So he's a mouthpiece. He keeps moving up in the world, embellishing himself. But he's just a doctor. So where are all these experts? The experts are the ones who are being banned from YouTube and Facebook and Twitter because they are going against the narrative and giving you the truth. And it's not just here. I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, but it's Vittorio Sarbi or Garbi. He's even with the Italian Socialist Party, which is pretty funny. And he's saying that the 25,000 deaths that he sees in his region, it's a lie. It's a lie all over the world. not just here in the United States, that doctors are being paid off to list deaths with COVID-19. It's how they're getting their money. Other doctors who aren't a part of this, nurses, they're being laid off. Where is this great demand and great emergency for the hospitals and everything? It's not there. Why does Renown build a hospital, spend $11 million inside a parking garage? Not one bed has been used, but $11 million has been spent. All I ask, all I beg of you is to look into this for yourself. But not only look into it, to think for yourself. Why is everybody turning to Bill Gates for the answer? Have a great day. I love you, and I hope you join me tomorrow on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah.